A city in Michigan would like sniffing glue to be decriminalized. A Nerf gun assault in Boston escalates to serious violence. And don't weigh me cards aim to reduce stress at your doctor's office. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy. I'm grateful that you're here. I have three weird news stories from around the country. Let's jump right into it, shall we? Residents urge Ann Arbor officials to decriminalize glue sniffing. Glue sniffing. It's kind of an old school way to get high, from my understanding. Airplane glue. I heard that they used to pass this stuff around at parties in the 80s. Airplane glue. I've never tried to sniff airplane glue before. Or any glue, really. I ate paste as a child, and that's why I host a podcast in a closet. I tried to smoke bananas before. That didn't work out. They call it mellow yellow, but nothing happens. This story is out of Michigan. Ann Arbor officials finalized updates to a city ordinance this week with criminal penalties if you sniff glue. This goes against the wishes of residents who argued that it should be decriminalized. Because apparently this whole community just loves sniffing glue. I want to meet these people. A whole community that sniffs glue on a regular basis. Nothing's getting done in Ann Arbor, I'd imagine. Nothing. The city council voted 11 to nothing in favor of revisions to an existing law that makes inhaling glue fumes to induce intoxication, or if you aid a child to do so, a misdemeanor crime punishable by 90 days in jail and or a $500 fine. And so you're not allowed to inhale glue fumes with the purpose of inducing intoxication. You're also not allowed to tell your child to do it. Leave me alone. Why don't you sniff what's in that bottle and go to sleep? That's the end of the article, man. I got no other info. Come on. Give me something, man. I want to know what kind of serious popular glue sniffing activities are in this town. Do they have like a sniff glue and play darts night? Hey guys, there's a glue sniffing pool tournament at Clancy's Pub tonight. I'm making fun of this community. I'm sorry. I don't know nothing about Ann Arbor. I mean, I know something about Ann Arbor. For some reason, they don't want you to make sniffing glue a crime, because apparently, maybe they don't have a lot of access to other fun drugs. Maybe just the glue is the thing. Maybe there's a glue factory in the town. And when you walk by the factory, you get high just by sniffing the fumes. And they don't want to be... This is a nice time for them. It's a good free high. And they go for their afternoon stroll after lunch. Get a little wee. Hey, did you walk around the factory, Wanda? Oh, me too. You want to come over to my place after a couple strolls around the factory building? How about that? I'm just trying to piece my head around what could this possibly be. Why would they not want it decriminalized? It's got, and it must be an issue, because it for it, this to go in front of the local city council, something had to have happened. It's like the first town that ever had bestiality laws, you know, because clearly people kept screwing the sheep and stuff. And so they had to, all right, enough of this. Everybody's making love to the lambs and other farm creatures. We're going to have to make a law. Well, this is obviously Glue Town, USA.
Yay!
Nerf gun assault escalates into further violence in downtown Boston. Let's give you a downtown Boston accent to go along with this lovely story. Yeah, that's right. A group of 6 to 7 friggin' teenage boys were pointing their friggin' Nerf guns at several MBTA subway passengers in downtown Crossing Station in Boston on Monday, as well as pointing their Nerf guns at people. They were engaging in other harassing and intimidating behavior, according to the transit police. Do you guys know what Nerf guns are? Do you know what they are? They're the little guns. They shoot those, they're like soft, foamy bullets. Nerf guns. Do they have them in your country? Kids love to play with Nerf guns. But as you can see, it can escalate. especially when you're doing it on a subway, shooting passengers. I mean, this is just out of control. Let's find out some more behavior. When did this happen? Were these teenagers sniffing glue before they did this? This is around 7 o'clock on Monday. The teens shot the toy projectiles at a 66-year-old man passing through the Orange Line fare gates. Do you guys know about the Orange Line? Goes to Jamaica Plain, a.k.a. JP. It also goes through Haymarket Square. I don't know what you're doing shooting a 60-year-old man. You're going to give him a heart attack, which is a great word to say with a Boston accent. You're going to give this guy a heart attack. A heart attack. Well, the 66-year-old poor man exchanged words with these kids, these little juveniles, and then further violence ensued. The group of juveniles then physically attacked this old man, punching him, throwing him against the wall, while they continued their vicious assault, according to the police. The report claims that the victim sustained injuries about his head area. He required EMS to transport him to a local area hospital for emergency treatment of his head and other friggin' body parts. Body parts. He was shot with a Nerf gun and various body parts. Doesn't say whether or not they drew blood. The boys reportedly fled on a southbound Red Line train. Oh, yeah. Where were they headed? Yeah, they're probably heading all the way down to Braintree. I just solved the case, guys. Just looking Braintree for these juveniles. So they fled on the southbound Red Line train. Officers ultimately caught up with them. Oh, they got these kids. They were outside the JFK UMass station. Oh, that was my second guess. The three of them were arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon on a victim over 60. Dangerous weapon, huh? That Nerf gun. Well, you know, depending on your age, it is a dangerous weapon for you. If you're the type of individual who, you know, doesn't weigh enough, you might be knocked over by a foam projectile, then this is a dangerous weapon for you. We got one more quote here from the press release, apparently. TPD, I don't know what that is, believes this group may have been involved in other unprovoked assaults on the MTA subway system earlier. Those matters are still being investigated. You can stay up to date with the latest news. Just hear me out here. I'll be covering all that friggin' news out of Boston. You better believe it. Any weird stories out of Boston, I'm on it. Going full force with my accent. It's pretty annoying, I admit. But, you know, whenever I get a story out of this area, this part of the world, I just can't resist it. Don't weigh me cards aim to reduce stress at the doctor's office. A body positivity website has created free don't weigh me cards for patients who find that stepping on the scale at the doctor's office can be very stressful. These don't weigh me cards were created by California-based morelove.org. More love. They're available for free to individuals, excluding the cost of postage, and you can also order them for businesses. $35 for 100 cards that say, don't weigh me. The card reads exactly this. Please don't weigh me unless it's really medically necessary. Adding, if you really need my weight, please tell me why so that I can give you my informed consent. Isn't the reason why you're at the doctor's office? That's what they're trying to do, a full analysis on your medical condition. And I mean, I always thought that weight had something to do with it. Of course, it's not the end all be all. I mean, you can weigh a lot and still be in good shape. But there, you know, there is a thing called a weight problem. I mean, it doesn't come from nowhere. And it's not always being overweight. You could be underweight as well. I was underweight in 2020 out of depression. Bad depression. I couldn't believe how much I weighed. I had to go to the doctors for something. And I got hit in the face with the realization, like, wow, I'm a mess. I was grateful that they weighed me that day. But apparently people are afraid to be weighed at the doctor's office. I don't know. I mean, the doctor usually keeps it private, right? The doctor doesn't weigh you and then open the door and be like, hey, everybody, you want to hear what Susie weighs? I mean, it's pretty private. Is it really that shameful between you and your... I mean, especially if it's your primary physician, your primary care physician, you're not going to let them know what you... You're not going to get on a scale for them, you know, for your annual even? I mean, obviously, some places don't need to weigh you if you're going to get a tooth pulled or something. I mean, or you, I don't know, you're going to get your... Botox, you don't need to really weigh yourself, do you? I don't know. Now it says on the other side of this card is a list of reasons why it may not be medically necessary to weigh the patient. Okay, let me try and get educated here because maybe there's some good reasons why you wouldn't want to weigh the patient. It says most health conditions can be addressed without knowing my weight. And I guess I wouldn't say most, but yeah, some. And then it also says I pursue healthy behaviors regardless of my weight status. Okay. But you, I mean, although you pursue healthy behaviors, just pursuing them sometimes isn't enough. You have to actually make them part of your daily lifestyle. For instance, working out. That's a healthy behavior that you can't just pursue. You have to inculcate it daily in your life. I've had to do so myself. I take boxing classes and I pay for that. I pay $85 a month for boxing classes. Can I afford that? No, I cannot. But I make it work. I've made it part of my budget. I go without other things. You know, Jonesy's not ordering a round of drinks at the lounge anymore for friends. No, I'm like, this is important for my life to go to boxing classes. It gets me in shape. I have to do this. I have to put the time aside as well. It's, you know, it's, and that's how I, that's a healthy behavior. Now, it says here, morelove.org was founded in 2016. According to the website, it describes itself as an online resource that empowers parents to raise children who are free from body hate, disordered eating, and eating disorders. Yeah. I mean, I agree with their mission. I don't, you know, I'm anti-eating disorder. I think it's a big problem in my country, probably in the world. And I think, you know, of course, being free from body hate, that's helpful as well. I don't think in this instance, though, we're talking about body hate. I mean, going to the doctor and having yourself weighed, that's not body hate at all, because they want to weigh you. They just want to get all the, you know, we're talking about science. And when you talk about science, you talk about data. So you try and gather as much data as possible. A person's weight is part of that data. The blood pressure, part of the data. The website also says, because we live in a fat-phobic society, being weighed and talking about weight causes feelings of stress and shame. Many people feel anxiety about seeing the doctor, will avoid going to the doctor in order to avoid the scale. Yeah, I mean, if talking about your weight causes feelings of stress for you, it's probably because you have a weight problem. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but yeah, you're either underweight or overweight, and you know this. And what's wrong with feeling stressful about that? Your limbic system needs to feel the stress of this so that it can get you motivated to get yourself in shape, get yourself together. What's wrong with feeling stressed about your weight? I mean, not unnecessarily constant stress from strangers, but a little pressure from your doctor, a little bit of shame. What's wrong with that? If this is what it takes to get you to, you know, have some sort of self-realization. Look, man, it's no surprise that our country has a weight problem, and at the same time has crazy heart disease and other, you know, the fallouts of being overweight are very acute in this country. And so are we all going to really start walking around going, no, man, I'm not getting on a scale ever. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, is that the right solution? I'm not in the medical profession, obviously, but so maybe I'm wrong. But you know, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Call the show 646-450-2012. I mean, as always, I am open for discussion on such things. And I'm open to be convinced otherwise as well. Maybe a doctor out there that listens to the show could call. I'd love to hear from a doctor. I don't know if doctors listen to this show. Probably not. They're probably too busy. Hello, my friends. It's Jonesy, your host. I'm still here. So are you. Thank you. I'm glad you waited till the outro, because I have to tell you something very important. And that is that I'm not doing an episode tomorrow on Thursday. It's a travel day for me. I'm traveling for New Year's. I will, however, do a Florida Friday show, because I cannot miss Florida Friday. So that's New Year's Eve. So no show Thursday, but there will be a show Friday, Florida Friday. So if you're hearing this, send me Florida stories. Send them on right away. FunnyJones@gmail.com. You can submit them through the website weirdafnews.com as well. But just heads up, tell your friends there won't be a show tomorrow. Tell your granny won't be a show tomorrow. What else did I want to say? I guess that's about it. If you want to call the show, I think I left the number a couple of times, but just in case, 646-450-2012. I'll try and publish a few phone calls after this outro for your listening pleasure. It's the end of the year. If you'd like to join the Patreon, to begin the year because you want to make a resolution to support your favorite podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/weirdafnews. And while you're in there as a member, you get to hang out with some pretty cool Weird AF Patreon club members. It's like a club, basically. So all the OGs are in there. Pretty cool. And you get to enjoy the extra Weird AF content that I highly recommend. It's weird stuff that I put in there. Extra stuff. Extra, extra. Because you're worth it. Especially if you're going to buy Jonesy a cup of coffee a month. I feel like you're worth that little extra effort that I put in to put extra content in there for you guys. I don't know what's going on for your New Year's, but now's about the time to start thinking about it. So you can just come up with a plan. There's some factors involved. Factor one, who's going to be your designated driver? Because you're not doing it, okay? And you know you want to get towed up, right? Just like me. Good. So you got to think about that. And number two, what about the COVID? You got to think about that as well. And kind of choose what sort of experience you want to have for New Year's. Are you going to go all out with a big, you know, big event, a lot of people, big crowd? Are you going to keep it low? Maybe some sort of apartment situation or a backyard or a basement or maybe the space station. I don't know what kind of money you're walking around with, but or maybe you just want to spend it alone with 5 dried grams of mushrooms. I don't know what you're into. That could be a thing that you do. Probably pretty safe, I'd say, to spend it alone these days, but that's hard because you want to be around loved ones and you want to have a little bit of fun, don't you? I do. I'll be spending my New Year's in Oakland, California. Just going to give you a heads up about that. So if you're up there, hit me up. All right, I'm going to let you go now. Remember, no episode tomorrow, Thursday, but we'll see you Friday for the Florida episode, of course. Hit me up.